Jenna Griswold is Colorado Secretary of State. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you so much, Gavin. I think this is a very important conversation, so thank you.
Well, many consider Colorado the gold standard for both accessible and secure elections. The president has now openly stated support for suppressing votes this election year. What does that mean for your work as the top election official in the state?
Well, I think something that we should all really value in Colorado is our commitment to accessible and secure elections. In Colorado was considered the gold standard in elections before the pandemic, and even more so during the pandemic. We are considered also the safest state to cast a ballot in today. And I do think it's very important to push back on the misinformation coming from the White House, because we know that our election model is just one of the best in the nation, and we're really proud of it.
Colorado has held mail-in ballot elections effectively since 2014. In our statewide primary this summer, over 99% of voters cast a mail-in ballot. What makes our election system strong enough for record turnout during a pandemic?
Well, the Colorado election model has various contingencies built into it, but it's also very straightforward. You register to vote, and then you're sent a mail ballot by your local county clerk, and then voters can return that mail ballot to a drop box by mail or even at an in-person polling center. And of course, you can always go vote in person even if you don't have your mail ballot. But the fact of it is, the feature that we send every voter a mail ballot enables us to weather voting during a pandemic in a much better way than many other states across the nation.
Secretary Griswold, you've had to respond to disinformation, misinformation about Colorado's hundreds of mail ballot drop boxes. You've announced funding for counties to add up to an additional 100 drop boxes total between now and November. Colorado has hundreds of in-person voting centers, which are important in part because Coloradans can register to vote at a voter service or polling center all the way up to Election Day. Given coronavirus concerns, what happens if, say, a county clerk is worried about a lack of poll workers or the health risks for their teams and resists opening 2 weeks before Election Day, which they're required to do by state law?
Well, you know, our county clerks in Colorado are so dedicated to voting, so I don't think that will happen. And one of the things that we did in our state primary was actually coordinate the purchase of PPE, so masks and other protective equipment for the entire state. So we worked to send PPE to every single county clerk so all election judges and election workers would feel safe and have the equipment they need. We'll do that again for November. And when it comes to poll workers, you are identifying an issue. You know, the entire voting process from in-person voting to the processing of ballots requires workers, election judges. And, you know, a lot of election judges are over the age of 60, so there was concern that we would have less people who normally serve as election judges signing up this year. So my office actually rolled out an effort to attract new election judges. You know, to share with you, Gavin, I am the youngest Secretary of State in the nation, and I just saw this as an opportunity to get more younger people involved in our democracy and the democratic process of our elections. So we were able to recruit hundreds of poll workers for the statewide primary on June 30th. Everything went on just fantastically. There was no problem. And we'll do the same type of program for November.
My guest is Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State. This is KVNF, Mountain Grown Public Radio. Pew Research Center found this spring that 91% of Americans have a favorable view of the United States Postal Service. As Boulder Weekly reported in early August, the USPS remains an effective way to vote. Ours simply isn't an election system that's been harmed by partisanship until now. President Trump's new Postmaster General looks to be systematically slowing distribution of all mail, not just ballots. But given your responsibilities, what do you worry about the most so far? There's the displacing of 23 postal executives, removing sorting machines inside branches and distribution centers, forbidding overtime for workers, or removing mailboxes in Democratic cities in the mail-in state of Oregon.
Well, Gavin, you know, I want to share with you that my mom's a nurse, and she's been working to save lives on a COVID unit. she's doing her part to save lives, and as Secretary of State, I'm following on her in her footsteps. It's 2020, and we do not have to force people to risk their lives to cast a ballot. Voting by mail is like wearing a mask. It saves lives. And I'm personally doing everything I can to make sure we protect lives and the right to vote. And we do that with Vote by Mail for All. You know, very unfortunately, the president said that he is withholding U.S. Postal Service funding to prevent vote by mail. And I want to clearly say this is voter suppression. It's voter suppression to undermine the safest method to vote during a pandemic and force Americans to risk their lives to cast a ballot. Luckily, Colorado's election model has contingencies built in that put us in a better spot than other states to withstand a slowdown at the U.S. Postal Service.
So fed up with being on the brink of a Postal Service meltdown, along with the nonstop misinformation spread by, you know, Trump and his surrogates, one member of Congress said what the president is doing is, quote, dangerous. Another called it a, quote, psychological game to undermine public confidence in the election's outcome. Trump recently said people will just have to go to the polls and vote, even if they don't feel safe. He said, quote, they're going to have to feel safe. But here's my question. You're a Democrat. Your predecessor, Wayne Williams, was a Republican. You beat him in the 2018 election, but he was widely respected in Colorado politics, helped shape this effective system that you run. I bring him up because you believe more states can protect people from COVID-19 exposure while we move toward a vote-by-mail system nationwide. Even Colorado's Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner admits the system voters used to elect him 6 years ago has, quote, turned out very well for Colorado, but he opposes a call for universal mail-in elections nationwide. So my question is, are you hopeful that any of your colleagues around the country who are elected Republicans will prevent disenfranchisement, protect public health by joining your call for more mail ballots? Could that happen in other states that are not doing it yet?
Absolutely. I'm hopeful, and not only that, it has already happened. So in 2016, a little bit over 20% of Americans used the mail ballot. And the Washington Post is estimating that upwards of 70% of Americans will have that same access in November. I do think it's really troubling that the president is going to all lengths to try to undermine confidence and actually the smooth running of an election during a pandemic. But what states can do is look towards the Colorado election model. We send out ballots around 3 weeks before the election and actually ask Coloradans to stop mailing them back 8 days before Election Day. And as you know, we have hundreds of drop boxes all across the state. And I'm adding even more drop boxes, providing the funding for counties to add more access. And about 75% of Coloradans will actually return their ballot to a drop box. So overall, the nation can look towards Colorado and replicate the amazing election model we have here.
Just a couple more quick questions. I want to ask you about the new rules your office has enacted for enforcing campaign finance. The Colorado Sun quoted you saying you want to prevent corruption and it's time, quote, more elected officials decide to stand up against special interests for everyday people. What has your investigative unit found so far?
Well, you know, I ran for office to really try to put the power back in the hands of everyday people. Because I just think all too often we see special interests, big corporations, and the uber wealthy trying to run politics, get their elected officials elected, and then bankroll the process of getting policies in place to help them, instead of working people, everyday people. So I do think it's really important to try to fight back against that, whether it's voter access, to make sure that all Coloradans, whether they're in the rural part of the state or the big city, regardless of the color of their skin or how much money's in their bank account, that every eligible voter has the access to the polls, but also by pursuing campaign finance reform to shine light on dark money and try to stop the perversion of our politics. I was very happy to lead and work with the legislature to pass one of the biggest democracy reforms in the nation last year. A key piece of it on top of voting access was campaign finance reform, so shining light on dark money, banning foreign money, and also lobbyist reform. So I do think that the work of safeguarding our democracy and making sure that it doesn't just belong to special interests, but everyday people continues. And I'll continue to fight for that in 2020 and beyond.
In terms of those findings, I mean, what we've seen in the press so far is largely some mistakes, but there could be some other bigger stories to come still. Is that safe to say for now?
That is definitely safe to say.
So lastly here, there are very real threats to election infrastructure from hackers. You announced in July the creation of a new rapid response election security cyber unit. According to press reports, this will be a 5-person team working with counties to fight cyber attacks, funded mostly by federal dollars. What are the threats that we face, and what will this team be doing about it?
Well, first off, I do want to say that Colorado is considered the safest state to cast a ballot in today, thanks to several safeguards we have in place, including the fact that we use a paper ballot, and Russia or another country cannot hack a paper ballot. We also make sure that none of our voting equipment for those who use in-person voting equipment is connected to the internet, and then do a risk limiting audit after the election, which shows us to a statistical degree of certainty that the election outcomes are correct. And to share, in 2018, the Washington Post called Colorado the safest place to vote, and even President Trump's former DHS Secretary Kirsten Nielsen called Colorado the model for secure elections in the nation. By the way, one of the reasons we're considered so secure is our use of mail ballots. Again, Russia cannot hack a mail ballot. But we have to continue to innovate and really get ahead of cyber threats. And that's why I was so happy to announce our Rapid Response Election Security Cyber Unit. It's being led by a gentleman who moved out from D.C., who was the Acting Deputy Assistant Secretary of Counterterrorism and Threat Prevention from the Department of Homeland Security. He is a top national expert. And we're just really taking everything to the next level and continuing to innovate so that we can continue to maintain that title of the safest state to cast a ballot in.
Well, what's the best way for listeners to check that their voter registration is up to date?
That is the perfect question. So all Coloradans should just make sure that their registration is up to date or even register to vote at govotecolorado.gov.
And that's Jenna Griswold, Colorado Secretary of State. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Gavin.